2, 1.
3, 2, 1, ready.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the bonus episode of 10 Down with Terry and David.
Welcome back.
How are you, David?
Great, 2 pounds lighter.
Kindly just continue with this weather for the rest of the summer. It would be amazing.
Amazing.
So we went to the VIP Style Awards on Friday night, and we are here to spill the tea. There's no tea. But yeah, we went to the VIP Style Awards on Friday and we had the best night, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a good crack. In fairness, it really was. I was a little bit hesitant as to what way it was going to go because it was my first time going to a big event like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit nervous.
Were you?
Yeah, especially when you were going to tell me that, you was going to do my hair white.
Oh, yeah. So for those of you who don't follow me on Instagram, I went to the VIP Style Awards. So for those of you who don't know, VIP Magazine is a really big magazine here in Ireland. And every year they host an incredible event called the VIP Style Awards. And I feel like it's the one night of the year where you can get really, really dressed up. It's super glam. Like fashion goes to the next level. So you can have a lot of fun with it. And it's the one night of the year where like,
Step outside their comfort zone.
Yeah, everyone just goes and has the crack. There's the journalists there. There is influencers. There's TV hosts, personalities, editors. Like, it's such a huge night for people in the industry. And yeah, we were invited and I was nominated for an award for the third time, which I was absolutely thrilled about. So basically, H&M had invited myself and David and we said, you know what, like, let's go all out, because I had a little look at the pieces that I was going to be wearing, and I knew I wanted to wear H&M by Mugler. Mm. So when I picked my piece, which was a plain enough black dress, I said, okay, how do I make this VIP Style Award worthy? So I had an idea of dye my hair blonde, and then I had a little think about it and I was like, oh my God, no, if I dye my hair blonde, it'll snap off because I have really thin hair. So I decided to go for a wig. Put myself and David on the lead up to it. Actually thought we were going to...
It was actually yourself when we were in the showroom with Natalie from H&M. Natalie was like, oh, and you could dye your hair blonde. And I was like, what? And you're like, yeah, like peroxide white blonde.
We were going to get David to go like Eminem style.
Oh, it was even whiter because Eminem was yellow, wasn't it?
Yeah, he needed a toner. But yeah, we were going to dye David's hair blonde just to be like... outrageous. But I think the closer and closer it got, we were like, oh, that's a feckin' terrible
idea. Because I was thinking like that you could do it and possibly wash it out, but then it was
no,
that wasn't the case, and you had to go in and get tested to make sure my hair, like you said, wouldn't break, that it would take to it.
They do like a patch test to I've never ever dyed my hair any colored than brown, so I could be wrong in saying this, but they basically do a strand test to see if your hair will lift quickly or if it will take a while. So we were over in Mallorca and we were going to come back and get David's hair. That's how like quick it was, or that's how short of a time ago we actually thought we were going to dye his hair.
It was only like 2 weeks ago, less.
Yeah. And then David was about to go and I said, you know what, just don't, because I feel like you'll hate it.
Sitting right now with a white head.
I know.
So whatever about it looking good or looking like an idiot for the awards on the red carpet, I would have been looking like an idiot for weeks.
And he has a lad's holiday coming up and it's in the sun. And I was like, you are going to look like an absolute god.
And like into the pool, it'll go what?
Yellow.
Yellow.
Yellow. It looked terrible. But yeah, we were actually going to do that. So I'm glad we didn't, because I feel like the blonde hair made was enough, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, but you smashed it. And can we all just please give Terry a round of applause, please, for winning the award? No, we're all very proud of you.
Thank you. You're very good. I have to say, Dave was more excited than me, or like more thrilled than me.
I really wasn't. Like we kept on saying, no, you're not. You kept saying, I'm not going to win it.
Not going to win.
You've every single chance to win it. Like everyone else has the same chance to win it.
Yeah.
But then when it came to the event, I'm definitely your lucky charm.
You are, because the last time you came to an event with me, I won. But I think it's probably a good trait to have. Like, I never feel disappointed when I don't win, because I haven't really given it much thought. Like, I think when I'm ever nominated, I'm just so bloody grateful to be nominated.
Yeah, I think not being nominated in the first place for...
It is.
And I think you kind of... Not that you talk... I don't think you bigged it up the VIPs enough, because it is the biggest event of the year.
It's so good.
And so to be nominated again for such a huge category with really high.
Yeah. It was a really strong category.
Strong category with the contestants that were with you. Like, they're all obviously very good, all brilliant at what they do.
They are. And most of them are my friends. They have incredible style. That's why I was like, I haven't a hope. But anyway, thank you so much to everybody who voted. And we had a great night, didn't we? Normally, I don't drink at events to do it, like work and stuff like that. I might like have one or two. But I was on a mission, wasn't I?
You were. And Mark Rogers with his tequila.
Is that who gave us the tequila?
Yeah, and I seen him run from the bar to the table, like, but none of the actual tequila shots moved. He ran. Like,
Did he?
His arm was so still, but his body, he was like Roadrunner. He ran across. But he didn't actually, like, nothing. I was like, he's going to let them drop. But when he stopped, even the liquid wasn't even moving. I was like, how the hell did he do that?
Oh, God, no. Like I said, normally I don't drink at those events, but I think because I had David with me, I felt a bit comfortable. Like, do you know, like, I know that, you know, I have you. You're like my little crutch, but I really enjoyed myself. Now, I didn't get smashed. I just had a few drinks that made me really giddy. Mm. Like, I was giddy, but I had a ball, and I never usually, like, let loose like that. So I think I should probably do it a little bit more often, because I do feel very nervous at those events. Like, when we walked up to the red carpet, it was
chaotic,
so overwhelming.
There was so many people.
You're saying hi to everybody, and of course, like, always on the back of my mind is I want to give everybody that I say hi to time. And I feel like when you're at those things, you're talking to somebody and then someone else comes over and says hi, and you want to give them attention, but then you don't want to be rude. Like, so you're, I'm probably a bit of an overthinker when it comes to that, but I just want to make sure nobody, like, I don't meet someone and then they think I'm rude. Do you know what I mean? So,
especially if you're meeting somebody for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I remember talking to Rosanna Davison, and she was like chatting away, and then she was like, sorry, I'm not looking past you, but I just see someone. I was like, I totally get it. Go. Yeah. do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
She's such a lady. Like, and she was like, I'm sorry, but like, I just see, and it's like, no problem. Go. I totally get it. So it's so overwhelming for the whole entire night. You are talking nonstop to people that you haven't seen in ages, and you're having the chats with them. So it's so amazing to catch up. And yeah, it's just such a lovely event, and everybody was just in such great form, and the weather was incredible. It was just,
but like, go back to the start, you're saying when we arrived to the red carpet, it is very, very overwhelming because there is crowds of people, and then there's obviously all the press, the photographers. Did you notice the videographer? And there's all, I think I seen a drone as well that was buzzing around.
I didn't. But can we all talk about how David Fitzpatrick is basically husband of the year?
I didn't know what you were going to say that time.
But he is husband of the year, because when obviously we're in the wig, I said to him before we left, I was like, can you just please make sure that my hair stays back off my shoulders, first of all, and that there's no knots. The red carpet, when you first walk up, is where your picture is taken, and it lasts forever. It goes everywhere. It goes into the magazine. It goes online. So once that was done, and because I didn't think I was going to win, I was like, I can relax now.
And you were like, can I take the wig off?
Yeah, I wanted to take it off straight away. I brought hairspray and a hairbrush with me because I was like, I might slick my hair back. But we started to like have a couple of drinks then. I was chatting to people. Then we sat down, and of course the drinks were kicking in, and my wig was on three people's head by the time the fucking...
Before we even had started.
We were having the crack. So anyway, my name got called out to win, and I just remember saying, oh shit, because I knew my hair was in knots.
And did I give your hair a quick brush before you went onto the stage?
You did. We were sitting there, and Dave was like, I remember
now.
And he started fixing my hair.
I said, you better get yourself prepared, and
yes,
I start brushing your hair.
And I was like, David, I'm not winning. And sure, like, my wig was like halfway back, and you could see my natural hair. It was just in bits. I just didn't give a shit.
I do remember now.
And then my name got called out, and sure, David was screaming. I was like, what?
Oh, Terry, I was buzzing. Still am buzzing. It was amazing.
You're so cute though. My mom and dad came up, and David's dad came up over the weekend to say hi, and David was like taking out the trophy and bringing it into them, and I was like, Scarlett.
So cute or Scarlett, which one?
No, Scarlett. Like, I was Scarlett for me. Like, I just wouldn't.
It's called being proud.
I know.
All
it's
all
very
the hard
cute
work.
And I do appreciate it. Yeah, so anyway, I went up collecting my award, and then I was like, oh shit, because I knew that I was going to brought out for more feckin' pictures. And yeah, we got some photos obviously with me holding the award, but they went up online the next day, and oh my God, my hair.
What was wrong with it? I seen them.
Oh no, David, it wasn't the one. Wig was hanging back and like I got roasted in the comments.
Absolutely, the quickest speech known to man. You literally ran up like a mouse and went...
Don't can we talk about what I said?
Yeah, tell us what you said. I don't even remember what you said.
So I walked up to collect the award and I think I'm a bit of a dork, right? I don't know. I just had this flash of, you know, the movie The Witches, the first one, when she stands up at the top of the room and she has gloves on and she's like, close the door. And then she starts like taking off her mask and she's like, oh, help, it's stuck. And then she's taking off her wig. I stood up on the stage and I was like,
said that.
I was like, I feel like, you know, the movie The Witches. And I like pretended to take off my mask on my head. And like the people up the front laughed.
I think the younger generation that were there were like, what the hell is she talking about?
What is this one talking about? And I could hear you laughing, but then I just went on to say thanks so much and ran off the stage.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, my photos went up online and I got roasted. Someone was like, tell her to have a word with whoever did her hair. It's disgraceful. She looks like Morticia Adams.
But the amount of people thought that you had dyed your hair.
Well, yeah, that I suppose when I put up my own photos, yeah, because I had the hair like really sleek and I'd brushed it properly and, you know, I had time to take the photos. But I feel like when I won the award and the photos were taken, sure, my hair was in bits by then. Like,
but so here's something that I need to ask, right?
Yeah.
Is, and it's nothing I only got to do with the awards. Of course, everyone's watching your page and everyone else's page to see the updates and who won and whatnot. But where do people get off?
David.
And that's really putting it lightly, like where they go, be like me watching a big awards for like all the football players, rugby players, whatever, or it could be
I just don't think lads do it
and
though.
I see like I don't know, Rob awful. Kenny putting a picture up of him and his wife at the red carpet and me going
awful,
Messi going, Rob Kenny, state your suit. Why would you wear that fucking suit?
I know. Lads don't do it. But like, it does, honestly, it doesn't bother me. I don't mind. Like, and I did post before the awards that you're either going to love it or hate it. But the people are welcome to like write what they want. And if they don't like an outfit, but that's fine.
I don't agree with that.
Really?
People are welcome to write what they want.
Well, I suppose they probably should keep it to their group chat like normal
or just keep it to themselves.
Take a screenshot and have a little bitch in your
or
group
have
chat.
A little talk to yourself in the mirror and say, why am I sending this message or writing this?
But now hold on, we need to clarify what he's talking about. So people being like, oh no, don't like this, I prefer your hair brown, that's fine because it's like real people, but it's the people creating a fake account and absolutely going in on you that you're talking about. It's not the girls like that follow me that are just like, oh no, don't like this and I prefer your brown hair, because that's absolutely fine. Like,
I disagree with that as well.
But it's the people.
If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Just like the picture or don't like it.
Yeah, you see, I think I'm just immune to it. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I don't care. You put yourself out there, you're going to get roasted.
I know that. I agree with all that. And I know that's part of the trade. But like, I was
being a protective husband.
I was laughing. But not only husband, I'm laughing at, like, I feel sorry for all the other girls. Because like, I could see around the tables, girls were like looking at their phone because they were nervous of what people were writing.
Yeah, because I remember I wasn't really looking at my phone then. I remember I picked up my phone and I said it to Katrina and Natalie. I was like, oh Jesus, I'm getting like dragged, and I had to like delete a few people or like block them. But they're all, the ones that I deleted and blocked are the fake accounts. So because I feel like if you're gonna say something online and you say from your real account, fair enough, you're taking accountability for it, like you're writing it from your real account, whatever. And like, to be honest with you, nobody with real accounts wrote anything that bad. It was just, oh, I prefer your hair blonde, grand, or prefer your hair brunette, which is fine because I actually prefer my hair brunette. But it's the ones that are like go in on you, like from the fake accounts.
What about the fake?
That are trolling. You know that they're saying really mean things. Like there was a troll like commenting on my weight and they just kept making new fake accounts. So then I just had to block them. But they were just talking about my weight. And I was like, last week people were asking me if I was pregnant because I'd put on weight. This week someone's trolling me because they're saying I'm
but
too
But that's skinny. A huge thing. Commenting on someone's weight is a huge thing.
It's never okay. No, it's never okay. Anyway, let's not talk about the trolls. We're not talking about the trolls.
Okay, sorry. Let's I thought on. We were spilling the tea, Terry.
No, that's crap tea.
Is that the tea like I make in the morning?
That's swampy tea. Let them stay. Okay, so can we talk about the style and who was the best dressed? Sorry, I feel really bad doing this to you because you're a lad and you're like, I don't care.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I was the best dressed. considering that well, I wore a t-shirt.
You were. But my best dressed, I think, was Carol Byrne. It was a toss-up between Carol Byrne and Ciara O'Doherty. I just loved both of their looks. And also, who was the other person?
Louise Cooney.
Yeah. Can we just talk about how fucking amazing she looked?
She looked amazing.
Incredible. She was absolutely glowing. And Carol's dress was just incredible. Like when they, so basically, after the photos are taken out and everybody's sitting down, they put up on the big screens like the nominations for best dressed. And Carol flashed up first, and I was like, oh my God. Like, she just looked incredible. The yellow dress. Mm. Oh my God, tell people about it.
So I was waiting to get the good opportunity to jump in for that. So Carol, right? And her beautiful Cinderella dress. She'd be cracking up laughing now listening to this. But afterwards, we had a little bit of an after party, like for an hour, back in 37 Dawson Street.
Yeah, we went to 37.
And it was packed by the time we got there. So we were making our way upstairs to the second level.
To the balcony.
And Carol was walking ahead of me. I was carrying all the goodie bags. And anyway, Carol came around. And as she was walking by the wall, her dress got caught in one of the sockets.
Yeah.
Like a two-plug socket. And she couldn't hear me calling her. And she just kept walking and walking. I was thinking maybe the dress is going to rip off her. Like, you know, and she'd just be standing there. But the dress pulled the socket completely clean out of the wall. And she then copped it because she heard the bang, and she just went,
"Well, you just know kept what? Walking." Do you know what? I wasn't there and I didn't see it, but in my head, I know exactly how Carol was walking. Do you know the way she?
Yeah, she was like, "La la 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 la," and she's I was like, thinking that it was going to pull her whole dress off, but it pulled the socket out of the wall, and she just laughed. We just had a great crack about it.
Yeah, we had a great group. She had me cracked up the next day. She said, Terry, why? And all those, because obviously, like, VIP posted everybody that won. And I went, Sue, me, with my fucking wig hanging off my head. And then it went to, who did it go to? I think Georgie Crawford, who looked amazing as well. And then it went to, I can't remember. I feel really bad, but I can't remember. But anyway, it went to Carol then. And Carol was like holding a bottle of champagne up, and I know it was Brian McAvoy. He's like, he always tells you, like, look like you're happy, woo do woo. And Carol took that literally, and she was like, why do I look like I just won a Grand Prix?
She looked like she was standing there waiting to spray
she
the bottle of champagne.
No, me and David were like driving in the car absolutely howling laughing because she did. But they were definitely my best dressed. I think it was Louise, Ciara O'Doherty, and Carol.
Ciara O'Doherty like smashed it. Her outfit was savage.
Yes. Oh my god.
That was the one with the suit and the top hat.
Next level.
Yeah, savage.
Next level cool. Like everything about that outfit was amazing. Also, can we just talk about how cool Jenny McCarthy and Martin are?
Oh, stop.
Like, they are life. They're like that couple, they are so much fun. Every time I see Jenny and Martin, like, we have the best crack with them. I'm raging we weren't on their table or didn't get to spend more time with them.
That, I think that's the first time I've actually got to enjoy Martin properly.
Yeah, because we know it's normally hello, goodbye.
Really,
and then
quickly, like at a studio or in a,
yeah.
And then very quickly if it's with Jenny, but at this is probably an event where the two, like, they weren't drinking.
Yeah.
They had, I think, maybe one or two glasses of wine at the meal.
Yeah.
But, of course, it didn't even make a difference to them. Because
they just have to crack.
They just have to crack. And they're always really good company.
I don't think Martin drinks, though. I don't think he does. I don't think he does. But he, I said to him on the red carpet, I was like, Martin, this is going to be on your head by 10. And then me and you were walking somewhere, and Jenny was like, Terry, it's 10:30. I thought you said it was going to be on his head. And, of course, I went, whoop. Straight onto his head.
And he was welcome.
Oh, he's great crack, but they're great fun. And that's the thing about the VIPs. I find it's just such good vibes. Mm. And I just had the best night ever. But yeah, so that's the tea on the VIPs. We hope you enjoyed this little bonus episode. We'll be back on Sunday, and we will catch you guys soon.
Ciao, see you later, bye-bye.
Bye.